This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program, and the phones are open. 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. We're talking about the economy right now and inflation specifically, and how Biden is blaming Putin for the inflation caused by the U.S. federal government and the Federal Reserve.
Okay, that's like hitting myself in the foot with a shovel for your mortgage. What is, you know?
By the way, with you tonight, it's Ian.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And the captain.
The AP reporting that the government's official numbers looking at inflation are now hitting 7.9% for consumer inflation in the last year, which they say is the sharpest spike since 1982. And anybody they talk to is saying it's going to get worse. So they're trying to prepare people here, like, okay, well, we said we were going to try it like a year ago. I remember the statements were, oh, we're going to reduce that. It's coming down. Biden will take care of things. And then it was
transitory.
Yeah, that was the word.
Huh.
Yeah.
Funny how we actually figured out it wasn't transitory before the invasion of Ukraine, but it's all Russia's fault.
Yeah, and then it became the corporate greed. Oh, every corporation is raising prices.
Mm-hmm. I had something to mention on that. So here's the thing about corporate greed and charging prices. If a CEO is charging prices that are noticeably less than they could possibly charge for the greatest possible quantity of profit, they are breaking the law. They have a fiduciary responsibility to the stockholders to charge as much as they possibly can without sacrificing the quantity of sales at all times.
Yeah, everybody wants to, like, blame corporations, but, like, they are a legal fiction. Corporations are a creation of the organization known as government, of the state. They are a creation of that, and so they have to do these things. They can't not do these things, otherwise they won't be a corporation for long.
But the reason the prices are going up is because their costs are going up.
Right.
It's not because the corporations just all of a sudden became more greedy. Now Nike is going to charge more because all of a sudden they're more greedy than they were for the last 50 years. Doesn't make any sense. It's because the prices of everything are going up, mm-hmm. and so they have to raise their prices, or they can cut their quality,
mm-hmm.
or they can cut, in the case of, like, food, they can cut the amounts. There was a recent headline that Doritos.
Shrinkflation.
Yes.
Yeah, Doritos. I bought a pound of shredded cheese the other day. It was 12 ounces.
They did that? Mm. They've done that. That happened a couple of years ago, I think.
I know. I just...
But, yeah, that's there's a whole story about that, actually, over at QZ.com, where they look at the so-called shrinkflation, and it's... It's really entertaining because they actually go to the companies and get them to comment on it.
Yeah.
And most of the time when media tries to contact companies about this, they don't talk about it.
Right.
Because it's just something they try to do silently. They don't want to talk about the fact that they're cutting the 64-ounce orange juice container down to 52 now. Have you guys seen that one?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's ridiculously thin-looking now. They started at 59, but now some of them are down to 52.
Yeah, you don't see
recently.
A bright yellow sticker on there with, now, with 30% less.
Yeah. What were you saying, Kevin?
I bought something recently. I think it was one of them bags of salad, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just they're usually a dollar or two or whatever. And now they were 2 for $5. And I'm like, okay, so the cost has gone up. But then I looked, and instead of whatever it used to be, it was a good 2-3 ounces less. And then I actually poured some of it into a bowl, and I was like, yeah, this bag of salad certainly doesn't go as far as the bag of salad used to go.
Mm-hmm. You could tell.
I could tell, yeah.
Yeah, and some people are saying that now there's apparently a shrinkflation, I guess, Reddit, where people post pictures. They got the old Gatorade bottle, and they post the new Gatorade bottle, and you get the actual comparison. And it's a pretty interesting subreddit there. But some are saying that the cuts are even more drastic now than they've ever been. Because this has been going on for a long time. Because remember, inflation isn't some new thing. We've always had it because that's the system. They keep printing money, and so prices keep going up.
Yep.
And everybody just sort of accepts that that's what prices do. Prices go up. But they're going up even worse now, and so the cutting of the products is getting even more drastic now than it ever had.
Well, and that's the thing. No one is still alive who experienced prices going down.
Yeah, it's a good point.
I've never experienced that I can recall.
Oh,
with the exception
certain
of like
categories, TVs,
maybe televisions, yeah. Right? Yeah, but
sure, a price can go down. You
yes,
know, for
but not prices.
Right, exactly.
Right, yeah.
Tech advances, mm-hmm. manufacturing advances, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But since we're on the topic, we'll get into people living paycheck to paycheck here in a moment. But I got a couple of excerpts here from QZ.com. They spoke with consumer rights lawyer Edgar Dvorsky. I'm jumping into the middle of the story. He says, downsizing comes in waves, and it tends to happen during times of increased inflation. Bottom lines are being pinched, and there's three basic options. Raise the price, take a little bit out of the product, or reformulate the product with cheaper ingredients. Companies usually want to keep their customers happy, says QZ, without direct increases in a product's price. They also want to keep their prices competitive with companies selling similar products. Not all size changes are born from profit-seeking. New regulations that limit calories or sugar in a product can cause their size to change. Companies use a model called price pack purchase to determine how to target products in specific channels for the right prices. Then they give you examples of some things that have been cut. Doritos made headlines recently. There are five fewer chips for every, what was a 9.75 bag of Doritos now to 9.25. Frito-Lay confirmed Doritos shrunk their bags due to pandemic pressures. Quote, inflation is hitting everyone. We just took a little bit out of the bag so we can give you the same price and you can keep enjoying your chips, said a representative.
Just not for nearly as long.
They just put more air in the bag. It was already half the bag already anyway when you bought one of those bags.
Well, and just a quick note on both shrinkflation and price increases. The only time when you can get away as a company with changing either your quantity or your price is when you know for a fact that everyone else is going to do the
same. Thing.
Exactly.
Representatives at Procter & Gamble, which makes Crest toothpaste, and at Mondelez, which makes Nabisco Wheat Thins, confirmed reductions in their products volumes, but did not disclose the reasons why. While Crest 3D White does now sell a 5-ounce tube, its 4.1-ounce tube shrunk to 3.8. Bounty, according to a representative at P&G, got better. It's better now, as it got smaller, since the paper towels are more absorbent than they used to be, because they cut the number of sheets per roll from 165 to 147.
Yeah, we were totally holding out on you with absorbency.
Yeah, well, you know, they perforate the sheets half
as
much
as
they were. And now they're perforating them the other way as well, so you can get, like,
squares?
A square
really?
Out of the thing.
I haven't seen that one yet.
I saw that recently, and I thought to myself, but the same amount, like, if you compare one roll to another roll, it's the same amount of paper. It's just that they've divided it differently now. So there's more
twice as many sheets.
Gatorade, the sports drink brand from PepsiCo, recently replaced its 32-ounce size with a 28-ounce bottle for the same price. That's a 14% price increase, the equivalent of, right? They cut it back that much. But here's their excuse. Quote, basically, we redesigned the bottle. It's more aerodynamic, and it's easier to grab, said a company representative. He said further,
that was my real problem beforehand, air resistance.
Right. The redesign generates a new cost, and the bottles are a little bit more expensive. This is only a matter of design.
You know what's the most aerodynamic thing in the world? Absolutely nothing.
Gosh,
air resistance whatsoever.
I really wish I could go faster than I'm going right now. This stupid bottle is holding me back. Can't go any faster. I could if it weren't for the aerodynamics of my soft drink bottle.
I mean, just ridiculous. And so brazen as to even say the bottles cost more. I mean, anyone would believe these people?
Well, hold on. That the bottle itself costs more?
That's what he claimed.
Oh, no, he's quite astute on that. Every time that you increase the price of oil, you increase the price of plastics. Yeah. So unless you're going to start skimping on the amount of material, which I'm guessing they've pretty much figured out as thin as they can make it without problems, Unless you want to start skimming on the quantity of material, every time that they change the price of oil, you've got to change the price in plastics.
That's a great point, because obviously they're using less plastic. Yeah. The amount is also smaller.
Fertilizer. I mean, this is something that most people don't think about, but fertilizers are made out of oil. So if you change the oil price, again, that's going to hit you in the food.
But they're made out of cow dung.
No, we eat oil, basically.
Huh. There's more on the way here. You can share your thoughts, whatever's on your mind. Are people living paycheck to paycheck more than ever? You better believe it. We'll get into it here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah!
Live. You can join the show. Talking about inflation and the various different things that happen as a result of that, like products being cut in their sizes, or people having more tough time making their rent payments because, well, the payments that you're getting at your job don't go up, you know, alongside inflation. You might get a raise eventually, but you don't get a raise every single month. And it doesn't catch you up with all the trillions of dollars in printing that they've been doing.
Basically, your quality of life goes down.
Down. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So if you want to comment, the number is 603-283-6160 tonight. It's Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Captain, you've got a story that I think we touched on the other day, but I don't know if we got into any detail on it. What is the paycheck-to-paycheck situation?
From 3 days ago, Jamie Redmond writes...
At news.bitcoin.com.
Correct.
They do good work there.
U.S. inflation skyrockets. 64% of Americans now live paycheck to paycheck. And the S&P 500 chart shows, and I have to say this because it's the most metal thing you'll hear in, like, economics, the death cross is imminent. The death cross. I don't know what that means. Inflation continues to rear its ugly head in the lives of Americans at 64%. That's a lot of U.S. residents are living paycheck to paycheck. Equity.
I presume that's 64% of those who are working.
I assume so as well. I also assume if they're living paycheck to paycheck, it means no savings.
Because there's a hell of a lot of people not working.
Hold on. So there's a death cross imminent in what now?
Stock S&P.
Okay. So just a heads up to everyone out there. If you wanted to shift your finances, do it now.
What does that mean?
Okay, so death cross is it's a little complicated, but it's where, like, so they're tracking, like, the change in things and weighting it by giving it extra weight by how near the present it is. And at a certain point, it shifts over, and that indicates it's about to crash. And it's partly a self-fulfilling prophecy because at that point, a lot of people will shift their finances.
Mm. And correct me if I'm wrong, this death cross, as they say, it's a signal. It's a market signal. Mm-hmm. And generally, it precedes something like the 2008 crash.
Oh, okay.
And that kind of a thing. When finances kind of all go to crap, the death cross, like, shows up. Mm. And they call it that because that's what it means. It's the signal. They're like, oh, crap.
Well, it's all Putin's fault.
Yeah, and if you can shift your finances now, then you can get ahead of the curve. And I got to say, like, in a couple of days, the Federal Reserve is meeting, and then they're going to announce whether or not there's going to be a change in the base federal funds rate. And every time that they've been talking about it, they said, we are absolutely going to increase that percentage rate. So, I mean, massive change is extremely likely in a couple of days.
Hmm.
Like, it's the 15th through the 16th that they're meeting this time. So that seems to be when everything's going to shift. That's probably going to, if not crash the housing market, put a lot of pressure on it. And we honestly could see a change over that we haven't seen since, like, 1913 or at least Bretton Woods. Like, fundamental shift in the world's economy.
Well, that certainly seems to be what they want, right? They want to build something new. They want a new world order, or now they're calling it World Economic Forum, of course, the Great Reset. This is all part of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get into the crypto order here that you want to talk about, but what else do we need to know about paycheck-to-paycheck living? Because it's pretty big numbers there, Kevin.
Well, they mentioned that the price of a barrel of oil was $130 as of past Tuesday.
Yep.
But inflation is wreaking havoc on the wallets of ordinary American citizens, and rising gas prices are not the only worries. Data shows that 64% of U.S. residents are living paycheck to paycheck and are barely getting by. Wages have jumped by 5.1%. It's still less than the pace of the inflation that has gone over 7% in recent times. In fact, last month, the U.S. Labor Department's Consumer Price Index climbed the fastest rate it has in 40 years. There's been a rise in Americans living paycheck to paycheck as the number of citizens operating in this fashion jumped 3% higher than the year prior, according to Lending Club reports. They've got a tweet here from Kim.com. It says, the average gasoline price and the cost of food in the U.S. are at an all-time high. and inflation will pop the biggest economic bubble that has ever existed. The U.S. stock market has been on life support for years, with more Fed-printed trillions required every year to keep it alive.
Yeah, he's bringing up a good point there. They admittedly, during the COVID situation, were buying stocks. The Federal Reserve was printing money and buying stocks with it in order to keep the stock market looking way healthier than it actually was.
And then they tapered that off. You know, that was their word for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they did actually taper it off to stop buying, to stop increasing it. So it's not getting any higher. It's not getting any lower. They stopped that on the 4th of this month.
Really?
Yeah. So, and officially, I mean, Powell, the Federal Reserve chair is saying, no, we are not going to make any additional purchases. We are not bailing it out this time.
Mm.
So, I mean, what it looks like is they're not making these purchases, and they're going to increase the interest rates. So, buckle up.
Yeah, do you guys remember some time ago now, I guess, the bump in the lumber prices?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, and these were early signs of, you know, what's coming, what's going to continue to happen.
Because a lot of people were working on their house during COVID.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, well, if I'm going to spend all this time at home, I might as well do some stuff around the house.
Sure.
Right? You know, bust out my power tools and all that kind of thing. So, recently recorded statistics clearly show U.S. citizens are paying a lot more for nearly everything they buy. On March 9th, a couple of New York Times authors quoted a number of Americans saying, the prices of used cars, apartments, steak, bacon, chicken, bread, heating oil, gasoline, vegetables, toilet paper, paper towels, diapers, and lumber have all become unbearable. A car battery costs almost two times as much, one individual surveyed said. Bacon is as expensive as filet mignon used to be.
Wow.
Another person at the NYT remarked. This is not just a used car phenomenon, because we've been talking about the price of used cars and chip shortage. They're blaming the chip shortage. It's like, well, okay, but like, that's not, you know, that's not the reason used car prices are going through the roof. It's because there's more dollars in the market.
Well, and you mentioned the building material shortage that we had. Now, part of that was legitimately we were having some supply chain issues, what with shutting down the planet.
Right.
Part of that was being manipulated. But we are seeing both of those happen with all of the commodities. Like, every raw material is going to be facing both manipulation because we're shutting down all of the banking systems so you can't move anything around, and we still haven't fixed the supply chain shortages.
That's right.
Yeah, that's basically the summary of it. This goes into some pretty heady stuff about the S&P and the death cross. The main bit of it is that the death cross is not a good signal, and many believe it's a sign of the economy facing a longer-term downtrend.
Yeah, I mean, if you can figure out which companies are about to be bailed out by the government, put your stocks into that. But personally, if I had any stocks, I'd be pulling them now.
And doing cryptocurrency?
Yeah, well, actually, I'd wait on that one, too, because, like, when the stock market crashes...
You think crypto's going to go down?
I don't know. Like, recently, we've seen the crypto prices decoupling from the stock market, which is
good.
A beautiful thing
to see.
It's
about time.
So, there's still probably going to be a lot of downward pressure on the crypto prices, at least in the first steps of the stock market going way down.
The number here is 603-283-6160. I don't think I would advise anyone stop buying crypto. I think the best suggestion, I'm not a financial advisor, but the best tactic is to buy a little bit at a time.
Oh, yeah.
So a little bit every week, a little bit every 2 weeks, whenever you get paid. Whatever you can afford to lose, which is probably less than you could, you know, a year ago.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A mosque in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol has reportedly become the latest target of Russian shelling as the invasion continues. More than 80 people, including children, were sheltering there, according to Ukrainian officials. If there are any casualties, that number's not known. The city has already been hard hit by the Kremlin. The estimated death toll there was more than 1,200. Meanwhile, Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, continued to encourage his people to resist the Russians. He said the Kremlin would need to carpet bomb the capital city of Kyiv and kill its residents to take the city. China is reinstating COVID restrictions to limit the spread of the coronavirus in several cities. The country is dealing with a spike in infections with less than 600 new confirmed cases reported Friday. The Texas Supreme Court stopped the last challenge to the state's law that practically banned abortions in the state. This is USA Radio News. A police officer in Columbus, Ohio, has been cleared of criminal wrongdoing in the shooting death of 16-year-old Makia Bryant. She was fatally wounded by Officer Nicholas Reardon as she swung a knife at a young woman. Police were called to Bryant's foster home on a report of a group of girls threatening to stab other housemates. The Justice Department is doing a review at the Columbus Police Department. A Wisconsin man with a long rap sheet is about to go on trial for allegedly running over people during a Christmas parade.
Daryl Brooks Jr., the man accused of driving through a Christmas parade deliberately and killing six people in Wisconsin, will go to trial in October. Brooks Jr. appearing in court on Friday, where a judge ruled his trial will start October 3rd. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Nervousness over Russia's invasion of Ukraine caused a fifth straight losing week for the Dow. The Dow closed Friday down 230 points, the Nasdaq off 286 points, the S&P 500 lost 55. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's Ian Pickles from out here.
And some guy who's not living paycheck to paycheck.
Want to say thank you to Alex, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of the AMPS program. It's a Patreon that you can join over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you, Alex, for being a gold-level subscriber, meaning Alex is doing at least 10 bucks a month over at amps.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
FreeTalkLive.com. You get some cool perks. You get some benefits if you do that. It's amps.freetalklive.com. Again, thanks, Alex, for that. You can help us advertise, markets, promote, and support Free Talk Live at amps.freetalklive.com. Pekless, you wanted to talk about this Biden memo, this order, executive order that came out this week, I think it was. It was touted in the media weeks ago. It was like a month ago they were saying, soon Biden will issue an executive order.
He will make an announcement.
About cryptocurrency. Dun, and it was dun, all dun. This fear. And is it a... What is it? What did it say?
It's been fascinating to watch it. Sorry.
Before you get into it, because I know where you're going, I just want to say that politics are now taking lessons, you know, like from Hollywood, right? When they drop the teaser, yeah. Right? Like Biden is going to coming up, yeah, coming this fall. Biden will make an announcement. Like, right. Okay,
what is Biden going to do to your crypto?
Like,
find out this summer.
How do you keep a moron in suspense?
Well, they do say that politics is Hollywood for ugly people. I mean, that's an old. statement.
I thought that was radio's.
Or, you know, Hollywood is politics for pretty people.
It's a face for radio. That's what I have.
The difference being that Hollywood doesn't force their movies on you. So I don't know if you could call it politics.
Sure, but they do make it illegal to compete with them, so, you know.
Well, not in Russia now. Apparently, according to IGN.com, Russia is now reportedly legalizing piracy of games, movies, and more.
Awesome.
This is after their countries have been cut off by, like, Nintendo and Sony and whatever other, Netflix, I think, was another one.
Yeah, so all of Netflix stuff is going to be torrenting.
Well, they get patent trolls.
I mean, the Russian people, instead of paying for Netflix, are just going to get the same shows for free.
Yeah, and apparently the Russian government's like, go at it.
Nice.
So, anyway, cryptocurrency is this order.
So they announced that they were going to do this, and then they announced it's going to be this week. This week he's going to sign it. And one of the interesting things for that, as soon as they announced it was going to be this week, all of the privacy coins, especially Monero, shot through the roof.
Really?
Because everyone's like, oh, no. If they're going to do it this week, I mean, what are they going to do? What's going to become illegal?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I have privacy coin, then it won't matter if they made something illegal. I'll still be able to operate. So those shot through the roof.
Hmm.
Then Janet Yellen, the Secretary of the Treasury, accidentally posted, maybe it was accidentally, probably accidentally, posted her response to his executive order. And you could tell from her response, it's like, oh, so this executive order is not going to be some scary thing where they're immediately implementing anything at all.
No.
So as soon as that went through, so the privacy coins start to crash, but the entire market starts going up.
I have to know, was Janet Yellen's posted response in all caps?
Because she's yelling.
And because she's an old boomer.
So this was basically, as I understood the reporting on it, I didn't read the thing, but the reporting on it is basically Biden told the various different federal agencies, all right, you guys, start looking into this cryptocurrency thing.
Yeah, it was a bizarre thing
to
read on.
Like, they haven't been already. I mean, we all know that the government has been keeping its eye on a whole bunch of crypto-related stuff, mainly because they don't understand it, and then somebody was like, you can use it to move, you know, illegal things. They're like, oh, we better keep an eye on this.
I mean, apparently it says it calls on federal agencies to take a unified approach to regulation. So that might be one different thing. It's like, all right, you guys need to work together.
Right, because the federal government taking a unified approach is not what they try to do anyway.
Well, they haven't been when it comes to crypto, right? Like, doesn't the IRS define it as a commodity, but FinCEN thinks it's a currency?
That's fair. They have been fighting over, like, no, this is my jurisdiction. No, this is my jurisdiction. Now, honestly, what the thing says is this agency, this agency, this agency, this agency, which is why it takes forever to read the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want each of you to get back to me in 6 months with a full report of what we can possibly do about this. Now, and my first thought at this is like,
my maniacal laugh.
This isn't an executive order. This is an executive internal memo.
Mm.
But then it dawned on me, oh, I see what he's doing here. So, I mean, honestly, they can't do anything to stop crypto. They haven't figured it out. They won't figure it out because there isn't one. But what they can do is slow it down. So what he did is he announced, I'm going to do something.
Be free.
I'm not going to tell you. Well, and see, that's the thing. As soon as we know what the rules are, it doesn't even matter how draconian they are, it's going to get a lot of people who are holding them back on the sidelines to go, okay, now I'm ready to get in because I know what to do. I know what won't land me in jail or get me in trouble with the IRS. So no matter how
that's
bad the laws are, as soon as we know what they are, people are going to rush in. So if he was actually stated, oh, bad talk.
Killing it.
Oh.
Sorry, you're saying?
So, I'm trying. So as soon as we have any set of rules, no matter how terrible they are, a whole bunch of capital that's just waiting for this to pounce is going to go, okay, now I know exactly what I need to do, whether to build this in the United States or somewhere else, exactly how to structure this.
Let me just tell you, build it somewhere else. I mean, if you're going to be a cryptocurrency innovator, you cannot be in the United States and have any feeling or any semblance of security at this point.
Absolutely.
Yeah, fact.
I mean, find a country that is in favor of cryptocurrency.
El Salvador?
El Salvador is one. Weirdly enough, Vietnam has been, like, they started out being extremely against it, and they have just had to come around.
I saw a headline that I think it was Panama put forward a piece of legislation to make Bitcoin legal tender there.
Nice.
So they may be following in the footsteps of El Salvador.
Awesome. I know there's a town in Switzerland that turned it into like a local local recognized currency. Let's see, Seychelles, a little island nation of Africa. They've been very, very good with cryptocurrency. I know there's a couple of exchanges that base out of
there. Yeah.
Any of the Singapore, Hong Kong, Dubai, any of the like really like focused on economic freedoms, even though they tend not to have the most political freedoms, are all good places to go. I mean, the worst place, of course, obviously, is New York City.
Like, oh yeah,
get New out York's of there. The only ones that's been okay. Here's what you have to
that's
do.
That's not including crypto,
right? But I mean, that's going to be, of course, the worst of it. But that's pretty much going to be the model for how difficult they're going to make it in America. Mm-hmm. And the point of cryptocurrency is that it is global. It is not right. any country's. So there's no point in founding this where the United States can move in with guns and tell you to give up your crypto or your business.
The thing I like the most about that scenario is that being that it's international, you get around all of the terrestrial-based legislature, no matter what country. Right? So, a simple, you know, retiree's got his life savings in cash in his suitcase, and he's trying to cross the border to, you know, wherever he's going to retire to, somewhere in Mexico. And, he gets all his cash confiscated. Well, that risk is gone. Because, you know, I could have a bazillion dollars in my my cryptocurrency wallet and nothing in my pocket and wander into some other country.
Yeah, I can store gold bars in my brain. It's a weird thing, but it's true. That is the world we live in.
So the other thing is that there are people who believe that in Canada, at least, the government was successful in shutting down some cryptocurrencies.
False.
Totally false. It's not even the right headline. What they were able to do is to give just a couple of wallet addresses, which are infinitely reproducible. You can produce as many wallet addresses. Anyway, they got them to cease transactions to a couple of those addresses.
And they got centralized companies to do that. They can't stop the other, you know, non-centralized wallets or the decentralized ones out there. The ones where you control your own keys.
Easily bypassable.
We got more on the way here.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here on Saturday show. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's Ian.
Pecos Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
We're talking about some economic-related stuff here. The latest from the federal government gang in regards to cryptocurrency regulation. Biden has signed an executive order that got so much coverage prior to even coming out. I mean, for weeks, they kept the mainstream media and the crypto media, the crypto news coverage sites. Oh, Biden's going to come out with an executive order. It's coming, everybody. Get ready. And basically, it boils down to, okay, everybody, federal government people, we need to do more research, and you need to come up with reports. You've got 6 months, and tell me what we can do.
Yeah, this is kind of an ultimate no news is good news, because, like, number one, he's announced we're not just straight up cracking down on this without thinking about it, without making a very big specific plan. That's true. That's part of the admission. Yeah. Like, and that's a big part. Like, number one, they're not just straight up trying to, like, okay, no one in America is allowed to mine this or anything like that. And number two, they're admitting their ignorance on this, which is kind of nice for a politician to see.
It would be difficult for them to ban cryptocurrency in the United States. I'm not saying they won't try, but I mean, I think it would be overturned in the courts because ultimately you're looking at a free speech issue.
Mm-hmm.
Programming is just speech. Mm-hmm. Somebody, Satoshi Nakamoto, wrote those words.
And if they try and reverse that decision, they're starting a fight with Microsoft, which would not recommend starting a legal battle with
government
Microsoft.
Versus Microsoft. Government wins.
Yeah, and some of the people in.
That's a rough one, man. I mean, Microsoft has a lot of connections.
They have all the guns, man.
Yeah, but Microsoft has a lot of connections, a lot of money, and my bet, a lot of blackmail. I mean, we're talking, you know, Jeffrey Epstein-connected people here.
True. Bill Gates did hang out with that guy.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. And Bill Gates is, you know, very much against cryptocurrency. He said, mm-hmm. you know, anyone who isn't Elon Musk really got to be careful with this stuff. Which, from my perspective, if you need a better endorsement than Bill Gates telling you not to do it, I can't think of one.
Can you imagine just, like, the type of company that he keeps to think that Elon Musk is just, like, this tiny little player down over here, right? That he you know, the little at the kiddie table of finance, you know, that kind of thing. Right?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. So, and I mean, we're talking about someone who, like, honestly, if you really want to know who Bill Gates is, I suggest checking out the Corbett Report's documentary about them. It is kind of mind-blowing.
James Corbett deserves a medal just for longevity at doing what he's doing.
He's amazing. I mean, really just spot-on work in absolutely everything. I have no critique of the man. Like, he's careful not to overextend himself, and at the same time, he always speaks as much truth as he can be sure of. So, at least that's my assessment of it.
So, according to the CNBC story about the Biden executive order, it says here under the illicit activity section, another key area is of the order is focusing on rooting out illegal activity in the crypto space. The president has called for, quote, an unprecedented focus of coordinated action. And if that doesn't sound like a political, you know, markets word salad, basically.
Sounds like they're going to send more people with guns after some other innocent people.
He's also urging an international collaboration on the issue. So he's basically, okay, guys, we got to figure out what we can do about cryptocurrency. Come on, let's have a huddle for 6 months. And then come back.
Would that be a huddle huddle?
Ooh, they're probably not. Well, they are holding. They
are anti-huddle huddle.
They're holding a lot of crypto. As they point out here, U.S. Gang seized $3.6 billion worth of Bitcoin last month.
That's another really interesting thing about this executive order. It points out that, like, 15% of America has crypto.
Really?
I mean, so just,
not bad.
So just for reference, that's something like three times as many crypto people as vegetarians. I mean, seriously. That's astonishing.
Well, and crypto people don't go around letting everybody know about it either.
Which we ought to, honestly.
That was a joke.
Get more people.
Well, crypto people are very evangelical.
Well, some of us are.
I mean,
a lot of the people that do crypto are not evangelical about it.
Why? Because they don't want anyone to know they have it?
Right. They just sort of, you know, quietly put it away and don't want to let anyone else in on their, you know, very effective secret because, holy crap, are all of the things connected to
so that means
oodles of money.
That their number of 15% is probably low.
Could be.
It does make me wonder exactly how he came to this conclusion, but still, like, for 16% to be the official number?
The government numbers have to come from the exchanges.
Mm.
They can't come from anywhere else.
No, it could be a survey or something like that.
Okay.
But he also talked about the climate as well, mentioning the energy cost baked into digital currencies. He wants the government to study ways to make crypto innovation more, quote, responsible, unquote, reducing negative climate impacts.
You know, there was never any impact study warranted or called for when, like, you know, Windows was launched, right? Oh, my gosh, these PCs are dangerous for the environment. They use up so much electricity, right? cell phone towers, none of this. None of this was called for.
None of those things were a threat to the state.
But still.
Let's see here. And then they just kind of go on and talk about proof of work and some of the details of mining. And then they get to the digital dollar, which is probably the most important part about all this. Did you get to that part in the...
I kind of briefly skimmed it.
So they, of course, want to explore more about the idea of a CBDC, as it is called, a central bank digital currency. Not to be confused, as many in the media have been confusing it, with an actual cryptocurrency.
Which is intentional.
Yes.
I mean, seriously, what they want, what they have always wanted, is an uneducated populace.
Correct.
So right now,
that's why they run the schools.
Yes. And right now, the most important thing for them is for everyone to think that there is no difference between a digital currency, a blockchain, a cryptocurrency, and Bitcoin. These are all the same thing. Don't know the difference between them so that we can come out with our Panopticoin, is a term that I quite appreciate. We're just going to... and they have actually released a part of the code that they're going to be using for the central bank digital currency.
Yep, MIT was involved in it.
Yeah, and I mean, the things that are lacking are exactly what you would want in money. Like, there is absolutely no transparency. There is no way that you can keep any record of anything that they do. If they change the record, it's gone.
It's because they have a centralized database that they can completely control, and if they want to completely delete the funds in quote-unquote your central bank wallet, they're just going to be gone.
While at the same time, they have absolutely perfect records of everything and every transaction that everyone will make in a central bank digital currency.
Yeah, it's super creepy. It's definitely, I mean, they're not saying yet they're going to do it, but they're telegraphing that they're serious about it. Biden, according to the story at CNBC, isn't saying whether the U.S. should launch its own digital currency, but he is calling on the government to place, quote, urgency, unquote, on research and development of a potential CBDC. And again, we know that the Federal Reserve has already been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
They've already been doing research. Mm-hmm. They've already got some code put in place, and they released a long-awaited report recently about the pros and cons of that money, but did not take a position yet on whether it thinks the U.S. should have one. So we're still, it's still sitting out in limbo right now, although it seems like it's going to benefit the federal government to do this. The bankers are not happy about it, so they're pushing against it. Captain, you made a point that the politicians themselves may have difficulty with, you know, money laundering and such that they might want to do, campaign contributions under this. So there are some inside-the-system things that are pushing against the idea of a CBDC in the United States. So I wouldn't say it's a done deal at this point, but it's hard to believe that it won't happen. It's hard to believe that they will say, nah, we're just going to keep things as is.
Oh, I'd bet my bottom Satoshi that it's going to happen.
I think that what they're probably going to do is they're going to do all of the above. They're going to do the CBDC,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to keep the cash so all the dirty politicians can keep doing their dirty things, but they're going to get the welfare recipients on CBDC. They're going to tell people, all right, stimulus checks are coming out, or UBI, Universal Basic Income. And if you want it, you're going to have the government wallet. You want your IRS tax refund? You're going to have the government wallet, because we're not sending checks anymore. Checks are done. We're not doing those cards. EBT, no more cards. You're going to have the government CBDC wallet, and then they're in total control over where you can spend it, what you can spend it on, and they can take it away from you in a moment's notice.
You guys remember that TV show, Mr. Robot?
Yeah, it was a great show.
Christian Slater, and I can't remember the kid's name.
Yeah.
He was the Freddie Mercury in the Queen movie.
Rami Malek.
They had something in that show called E-Coin.
E-Coin.
Right, which stands for Evil Coin.
That's right.
And
made by Evil Corp.
Yeah, made by Evil Corp. But, I mean, this is what governments are going to create. They're going to create Evil Coin, and it is going to be evil.
And we saw in Canada what they will do with this power. Indeed. They will shut down everyone's ability to live.
Yeah. You can share your thoughts with us. The number is 603-283-6160. Hour number 3 is on the way. It's free time.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.